Beis HaLevi, at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, quotes an interesting medrash, where the quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, "Bezakech yatziluch kibutzayich v'kulam yisaruach." The pasuk is much longer than that, but so it's an excerpt of a pasuk. And the midrash darshens this pasuk, "Bezakech yatziluch kibutzayich," is kibutzo v'kibutz manav yitzilom yareisav. So when it says that Yaakov finally made it to Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megir Aviv, and he has finally, after all the travails he had to go through in order to get there. So what made him survive his encounter with Esav? Kibbutzo v'kibbutz banav yitzilom yad Esav. The fact that he and his sons gathered. And the second half of that excerpt of the pasuk, v'kulam yisaruach, that refers to Esav alufav, everybody who Esav had. So it doesn't quite explain how those words about the wind carrying them has to do with Esav. We did understand the concept of Yaakov and his sons being gathered and how somehow that saved him, so I can sort of understand that. But he has an explanation here. He says, "Le'ver kavanat divrei midrash," we have to understand something about war. In general, when you have war, when you have battle, so whoever has more soldiers tends to have an advantage. We know that to be true, generally. Okay, without getting into Am Yisrael's miraculous victories of Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim, maybe an appropriate Dvar Torah with Hanukkah coming up. But Terech HaNelchamim, so when they want to battle and they want to win, so they gather as many people as they can and try to make a bigger team, bigger side, and whoever has more tends to win. And he says the reason why they tend to win is because you're able to strengthen more spots, station spread out and station soldiers in certain spots. That's in terms of your defense. And in terms of your attacking, you're also able to hit more targets because there's more of you, and with more guns and weapons, you're able to hit in more targets and make it like the other side is parutz meruba ala omed v'yipol, that there's more open space than closed space, and of course you'll get through. He says, but imagine if all those soldiers gathered, however many you have, and you spread them out, but instead of everyone attacking and hitting different targets, they all hit the same Dalet Amos. All the guns, all the weapons, everything, every whatever you had back then, bows and arrows and musket shots, and now with the tanks and the tank shells and artillery and airplanes and drones, whatever you got, and they're all going to get this one little house somewhere. So imagine that you're fighting an enemy and they're all over the place and you all hit this one target. So clearly you're going to lose. Right? That's not how to fight a battle. We don't hit one target. If you hit one target and they're spread out all over the place, so the other side is going to win. So that's his mashal, his background for this. He says that's true for regular war, regular armies. It's not true for Klal Yisrael. So he said, when it comes to the regular armies, so what they're gathering should be referred to as a reboy, trying to just get a lot of people and a lot of spots and hit a lot of targets. That's a reboy. That's not a kibbutz. The pasuk here says, "Bezakech yatziluch kibbutzayich." It's your kibbutz that made you win. That's reboy and kibbutz aren't the same thing, says the Beis HaLevi. Then call, he says, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, Yisrael, it's the opposite. What is it that makes Am Yisrael stronger? It's the kibbutz, not the reboy. Imakol ne'asaf in the beta knesset l'tfila. Everybody comes to shul. Yichav ne'liva kulam l'nekuda achad aviyam shabashamayim. We all need to hit one target with our tfila. That one target being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As in, if everybody's directing their tfila together for one thing, vakesh mimenu al davar echad, hanogea lekulam, ask for the one thing that we really need, mitchazkim, that'll make us stronger. So if having more people and people wanting different things, riboy me'anashim fadim libotam b'lo kibbutz, ein bo malam mitzad riboy klal, doesn't help us to have more in such a case. In fact, there's mamrim in the Gemara about miyutim osim mitzvah, the merubim osim mitzvah. He said, which one's better? So he says, well, obviously, if they're all doing the right thing, having more doing the right thing would be better. But when it comes to where they're doing different things, so having fewer would be better, because then we could all be unified in our one goal. Ikar aschur asher b'shvila yagilu Yeshua hu akibutz. Everybody gathering together for one goal, being unified, that's what makes us successful in our joining up and teaming up and coming together. So having more people for tefillah, and everybody's doing their own, you know, davening for different things, is less than everybody, even a smaller amount, but all davening for the same thing. And the fact that we gather together, mashen asafim nasim kulam aguda achat bi'ava vi'achva b'lev shalem, that's actually what causes us to be saved. That's why some people start their tefillah by saying hinani mikabel alai v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Why? Because then I'm going to tie my tefillahs into what everybody else wants and roll them in together and we'll be answered to better. So he says, now we can go back and understand this medrash. The medrash said, "Bizakech yatziluch kibutzayich." What is the meaning of that? Yaakov and his sons were like 13 people, 12 boys, Yaakov. Okay, and who did he come up against? Esav and 400 men. But Yaakov and his sons were unified. They were all together in this, and we have to survive our war with Esav. And therefore, they were very unified, and they were dominating in this together. And therefore, all on one target. What they did, you could describe as kibbutzayich, kibbutz, gathering together, unified. On the other hand, Esav and the 400 men, they were all in it for different reasons. They all had different goals. I don't know, maybe he was paying them. That was not a kibbutz. That was a kinus. So, rak kinusov, a kinus banov, hitzilyom yad Esav. And he said, that was a riboy, sorry, as opposed to a kinus or kibbutz. That was just a whole bunch of people. And therefore, that explains the singular nature, as opposed to plural, in the Pasuk. We had kulam yisaruach. All of them, all of Esav and his alufim, could just be picked up by the wind. They were like specks of dust. They weren't a clump, a clod. There was no unity there. They can't be called one. They were just a riboy. They weren't. So that's the message the Vesa Levi gives at the start of Parshas Vayeshev. I think there's a ton of messages here for us, especially in our Matzav Milchama. The Ikar way that we are going to be successful in a war, and in Klal Yisrael's goals, we are outnumbered vastly by the number of people in the world, the number of people out to get us, the number of people that they're up fighting against. The strength is in our unity. When nasim kulam aguda achad ba'ava v'ach v'lev shalem, all our efforts to come together, to daven together, to do chesed together, to help one another, that is what gives us our strength. And then we can daven for the Rabbim Yad Ma'atim. Okay, again, the appropriate message for Hanukkah coming up. Shkoyach.